you're hearing this before listening to the weekly show, are you sure you meant to do that? If not, stop now and go do that first.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language.
You're listening to Extra Large on Discourse.
Oh yeah, I'm back.
So this poor bastard was fired and he was like, shit, I'm fired. But then it was like, oh, everyone around me is fired as well. I guess that takes some of the sting out. And then he got an email and it said, sorry, that was a mistake. But then presumably later that day, he got another email and it was like, actually, you were the only real recipient of that.
You know that email you received earlier today that said you were fired and the one that said you weren't? The first one was meant to come to you.
The latter one was just for...
The second one...
That was for everyone except you, but we didn't have a mailing list specifically for everyone but you. Can you pack up your shit and fuck off?
I wonder if... what I'd like to know is if anyone got fired over the incident.
But they're from the mistake was made by HR and they wouldn't fire themselves, would they?
I don't know. Cannibalistic. So Orcon.
Orcon, eh?
Here's the problem I have. Mm-hmm. They launched the plan. And I understand this is a billing. So they announced it on, I don't know, wherever it was, like a Tuesday last week or
Yeah, it was last Tuesday because we spoke about it last week.
That's right. So I rang them that day. Like minutes after I saw the announcement on Twitter, I was like, yes, this is great. This makes me have more traffic and pay less money. I want it. I rang them and said, can I change over? And the woman said, what are you talking about? And I said, there's this thing. Go to your website and have a look. And she went, oh, let me put you on hold. And I waited on hold for however long it was. It's probably an hour listening to the 3-minute piece of music that loops over and over again. And then she came back and said, oh, I can't change you over to that at the moment. The plan doesn't actually become available in our system until the 23rd. Of April, and I said, the 23rd of April. She said, yes. And I said, when is my billing cycle? She said, it starts on the 23rd of April. And I said, oh, okay. And then she said, yes, so we won't be able to change you over until the next billing cycle. So I was like, so I can't possibly call any time between when the plan becomes available and when I have to sign up for it. And she's like, no. So basically, existing customers on Genius could not sign up for the product that's available to new customers and get it before the 23rd of May.
Yeah.
Because everyone is billed on the 23rd of April. I assumed it was just my billing cycle, like some ISP, you know, some ISPs bill, you know, variously throughout the month.
Yeah.
So I thought it was just my bad luck. But no, it turns out everyone is billed on the 23rd of
It's everyone's month. Bad luck. And, yeah, let me tell you about... So that is a fucking pain in the ass.
It is.
Right? So that means if I do it now, it doesn't happen for me until next month.
Well, no, I wonder if that's still the case for you, because I know, like, changing my plan within Genius is something I can't do except on a new billing cycle. But when I moved to Genius, I moved in the middle of the month. It happened basically straight away.
Right.
And my next invoice was, you know, completely indecipherable with all the chargebacks and prorated billing and stuff. But basically, it sorted itself out.
Yeah.
So maybe now that the plan is available in their system, you can probably sign up for it and. I'm presuming they wouldn't make a new customer or a change, you know, a customer signing up to a new service wait for a month. So I'm going to assume if you sign up to it today that you could probably get it pretty
well.
Well,
let me tell you how stink that is as a current customer. And this is something I actually tried to get them to talk about, completely not interested in addressing it. And that is if you are currently an Orcon customer, you have to create an entirely new account with them to get Genius.
Do you?
Yeah, you need to fill out a new account sign-up form to change to Genius.
Have you tried phoning them?
So weirdly hostile. No, I haven't tried phoning them. It's so weirdly hostile to current customers. In fact, their whole website, frankly, is shit.
Yeah, this is the problem. I find that...
The customer website, it's like looking at a fucking Excel spreadsheet.
Oh, yeah, no, the actual...
It's so badly put together.
Yeah, terrible.
And it's kind of shameful because I'm so impressed by the service. I really enjoy speaking to the people that I've spoken to in the call centre. I think that they when you get through. They've got great people, but there's just some polish things that they've failed to do. And I'm just not clear on why.
Yeah. So there's this thing I've had a problem with lots of companies. And that is, their websites are fantastically targeted to new customers and to acquiring new customers.
Yep.
But once you're a customer, they're fucking useless.
Yep.
Trying to do anything once you're a customer or trying to get information that's relevant to you as a customer is just impossible. Like, even simple things. I've been trying to set up a bunch of, you know, just doing some budgeting stuff, trying to set up a bunch of APs to pay you know, because I know how much my internet bill is going to cost each month, and I know how much my roughly how much my power bill is going to cost each month. So I can set up an automatic payment that comes out each fortnight directly to my pay and just pays, you know, those bills, or at least the majority of those bills. Except you can't get the bloody bank account numbers anywhere. You know, and then you have to email them or call them to get the bank account number. And that's just, like, why is that so difficult?
This must be asked for so often. Put it on the website.
Yes, and what?
It'll take a minute.
Nigerians can't steal your money.
No.
I need more than that.
So now let me just emphasize one thing. I am extremely happy with Orkhon's service. Their internet, to me, is wonderful. It's fast and it's reliable. So let me just be really clear about that. Whatever I've said criticizing their website, I think that they are still an excellent service provider. And if you've been thinking about changing over, I suggest you probably do. Just be aware that the website, once you're there, is not that great. And in fact, it's surprisingly not that great.
The information's there, it's just not pretty.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you can sign up to Genius without signing up as a completely new account. I'm sure if you phone them and go through to the sign up line and say, I am an existing Orkhon customer, I want Genius, give it to me now, they will probably do it for you.
Maybe.
But it's that you have to do that, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Now, at the same time, Orkhon have are pretty responsive on Twitter. You can talk to them there, and the people who respond on Twitter are usually really good at figuring shit out for you.
Yeah. And they will very infrequently publish your private billing information.
Very infrequently. That
very infrequently.
Often at all.
They've only done that with me once in the last year.
the note that I made in the show notes for talking about this was Orkhon love hate. And that's, I think that describes probably how we both feel about it. It's great service. They're a good company.
And there's some really good people there.
Yeah. And you know, and the Genius thing is quite original. No one else is, well, I don't think anyone else is doing that as a single combined service the way they are.
Mm.
So, you know, it's good. They're doing good stuff. But yeah, God, they can be dicks.
They liked purple before it was cool.
Yeah, purple's very cool. It is really annoying that they won't let existing customers change within their billing cycle, especially for something like this, which is, you know, like I went from paying approximately, I think, $115 a month for my Genius plus an extra 40 gigs. So I had 70 gigs of total datas to now paying $100 a month for 200 gigs.
Yeah. And you've got a phone line. I pay $140 for about a third the data, and I get no phone line. So I pay far more for far less. And it's, you know, it's my stupid move for not having changed over sooner. But, you know, there you go.
It's disappointing that they didn't just, you know, in launching a plan like this, they didn't just say, hey, we've looked at your plan and what you're currently paying for, and we've got this new plan, and it is better.
We strongly urge you to change, but if you want to be grandfathered, you can.
The problem is they haven't, because they haven't actually got a new plan. The standard Orkhon plan, the standard Orkhon Genius plan, at the standard Orkhon Genius price is still 30 gigs.
Yeah.
It's just that their add-on packages are now much bigger.
Yeah.
For less money.
Mm.
So there you go.
They could at least allow one change in the billing cycle, or they could allow one mid-cycle change per 3 months or something.
Yeah, I don't know what the issue is. Whether it was just they had so many problems, because literally.
Yeah.
When I changed to Genius, and in fact, when I made a previous change to my Orkhon account, the invoice that I got was just so indecipherable. It was ridiculous. And I'm pretty sure there was a mistake in it. I seem to recall actually calling them and talking to them on the call center about fixing it and getting charges reversed. And then, of course, the next invoice was ridiculous as well. I think the issue is maybe the issue is just a simple procedural one, that it becomes too complicated for them to manage when they have people doing that.
When they,
or maybe it's a limitation of the billing system. Who knows? They used to be able to do it, and apparently they can't do it now.
When they published my personal information on Twitter, their customer service manager, who we happen to know, and I don't know if we should name him, actually got in touch with me directly, and they gave me free internet. That was quite nice, but only like for 1 month, just to make up for it. And you know, that probably did the trick. So, you know, little mistakes, and also, you know, maybe change your billing system. For fuck's sake. You're an internet company. Be more fleet of foot.
In summary, good service, good price, just kind of annoying sometimes.
And good people as well, except, you know, that one girl. Fuck.
What's she doing? Mm.
Next story.
They can't be more. We can't possibly still be going. What's in the thing?
Several more stories.
Blah, blah, blah.
Several more.
I think I'm done.
Yeah, well, I guess you are, even though I gave you two of mine.
Yeah, no, well, I did them kind of as one, so good.
So a couple of education stories,
yeah,
not necessarily leading into one another, but, you know, our current lunatic Chicago school informed central government, right-wing government, will possibly want to have, possibly already propose, standardized testing. And there's an interesting story on thehappyscientist.com about the problems with science standardized testing in Florida. And this is, they've got a few example questions. And now let me see if I can find the one in particular. Okay, which of these, Dylan, I'm going to give you four options.
Okay, it's been a long time. I did drop out of school quite. Okay, yep, carry on.
Which of these is scientifically testable?
All right.
One, the petals of red roses are softer than the petals of yellow roses.
Okay.
Two, the song of a mockingbird is prettier than the song of a cardinal.
Yep.
Three, orange blossoms give off a sweeter smell than gardenia flowers.
Okay.
Four, sunflowers with larger petals attract more bees than sunflowers with smaller petals.
I would say both A and D are scientifically testable.
Frankly, yeah, and that's definitely true. And I think all of them are scientifically
testable. Well, and that's true. I mean, the other ones are subjective rather than objective, but that doesn't, subjectivity doesn't mean that it's not science.
So, I mean, softness.
You could have a panel to make decisions on that. You could, you know, have a number of participants come and tell you what they thought and draw a conclusion from that. That's still science.
Softness is possible to measure. I mean, we know how soft and hard fucking pencils are, but apparently you can't, or toothbrushes, soft, medium, firm, hard.
Yeah.
But apparently, according to these guys, if you said that testing the petals of red roses as being softer than the petals of yellow roses, that apparently is impossible to scientifically test. The only answer that they will accept is sunflowers with larger petals attract more bees than sunflowers with smaller petals.
Right.
So basically they ignore gas chromatography. They ignore, I mean, I think, frankly, you can evaluate whether a mockingbird song is prettier than the song of a cardinal.
How?
Well, I think that, number one, you define what prettiness means, and that probably means the response in humans. And so, yeah. So then you play the recordings of these to humans who are in functional MRIs, and you see which brain, which one is deemed to be the prettiest based on the response in the brain.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
depends on what you mean by science.
Yeah, B and C become personal, subjective things, but it doesn't... that sort of thing, you can't draw a conclusion from it.
Orange blossoms being sweeter than gardenia flowers. I think sweetness is definitely something you can evaluate. Sweetness is about, you know, particular configuration of molecules.
Yeah.
That's something you can test.
Well, that's true, and they do say things like stevia is, you know, a bajillion times sweeter than sugar or something.
Right, and I mean, that's there will be units of measure for both of those things. I'm not sure offhand what they are, you know, they will exist. Just like there are units of measure, I'm sure, for softness and hardness. But if you chose four, you would be marked wrong. I mean, no, if you chose anything but four, excuse me, I would be marked wrong for my description. If you chose anything but four, you'd be marked wrong.
Right.
So apparently science only involves things you can count with your eyes and a pencil. Apparently, if you ask these guys.
Yep.
What's the definition, do you think, of a predator? This is something that's in the glossary on the test. A predator, according to the glossary, is an organism that obtains nutrients from other organisms. Like grass.
Yeah. A predator is an organism that gains nutrients from other organisms.
Yeah, like a cow.
Mold.
Yeah, right. That is not the definition of a predator.
No. That's very not the definition of a predator.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a whole lot of other examples of crappiness in this test. This essentially impossible test. So there you go. You know, fuck the kids with standardized testing. This is teaching to the test.
For answer one, that the petals of red roses softer than yellow roses.
Yeah.
Apparently the Florida State standards list texture as a scientifically testable property in the 3rd grade, 4th grade, and 5th grade.
That's excellent. I didn't see that when I was looking this up earlier.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. Basically, it's just insane. And when these people found these inconsistencies in the test, they tried to speak to the FLDOES, Florida Department of Education's Test Development Center, and they sent them a list of the errors. And they seemed that all they decided that everything was appropriate, according to their content advisory committee. So there's no problem. They said, okay, well, can we talk to someone, you know, whoever it was that approved these questions, which we think are clearly wrong? And they were like, nah.
Right.
No, you can't. Something that's possibly more directly important to New Zealand. I think it's the ACT Party behind it, but we've got a charter school.
It is the ACT Party. It's an ACT core policy.
Being put together. In South Auckland at the moment, and there's some research out of Texas about charter schools there, which they have some of. I don't know exactly how many.
Now, just a quick aside, there is one being put together in South Auckland, and they were also going to do them. That's the original
all over the country
to do charter schools in South Auckland and Christchurch.
Yeah,
but now they want to spread them more widely around the country.
Yeah,
because if they just put them in South Auckland and Christchurch, people might pay attention to them.
Yeah,
I think that's my summation.
If you make the problem too big.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is tough. So now what this article is about is black teen dropout rates from charter schools are about three times as high as from regular public schools. They also spend much more per pupil, between 30 and 60% more per pupil than a public school. So the dropout rate is worse, and they cost more.
Right.
And these schools are being set up to go in, you know, roughly our equivalent of, you know, the you know, similar lower socioeconomic group areas. Complete fucking disaster, and we can see it coming.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that. That's
I think it'll work fine. How well privatized medicine works in the States. Privatized education should work.
Yeah, God, the American education and health systems, they are the envy of the world, aren't they? No, the absolute opposite of that. Everyone wants to keep away from it, except these lunatic right-wingers who just seem to have no relationship with reality. Anyway, excuse me. Excuse me for a moment there. I forgot this is a comedy conversation podcast.
Yeah, comedy tech podcast. And angry political ranting.
So a little reminder that we have a competition. You get free registration with the V48 Hours 2012 competition worth $195, including GST. All you have to do
is priceless in terms of the amount of fun you'll have.
So much fun. You can do it with as many people as you want, from just yourself to everyone you know. You can do it with your school. You can do it with your family. There were a whole bunch of family teams and school teams last year. There are special categories, in fact, for teenage teams, aren't there? Does that have to be with a school? I think that does have to be with a school.
No, it doesn't have to be through a school. There is there might be a school team as well, but there is also a teenage team. It just has to be the leader of the team, and I think most of the crew are teenagers.
Yeah. And so we and Māori team or all female team, or if you're making an animation, if you're really good at making songs, then you could. I mean, completely original music and song. Then you could make a short, really designed exclusively to showcase that, because there are prizes for, you know, best song, best score, best animation, and so on. And so it's absolutely brilliant. And we have given you the opportunity to win free entry. It's so cheap as it is, $195, cheap, bargain. And we've given you the opportunity to win that free. All you have to do is go to discourse.co.nz/talkback, and just fill it out and put your proposed brilliant, entertaining, maybe heartwarming,
awesomest,
just the bestest team name wins this, as decided by us. But you better enter really fast, because entries...
No correspondence will be entered into, aside from the correspondence you send us with your team name.
That's right. Entries, it looks like entries close probably on Monday. So you better basically just go to the site, if you can, right now, if you're not driving, for instance.
Let's say, look, entries received by midnight. We'll say entries received by midnight Sunday.
Yeah.
And the winning team will contact you. Look, if you're The other thing is, if you want to enter this competition, but you're worried that you might leave it too late by entering the competition and then not actually entering, enter anyway, pay the fee. If you win, we'll arrange to get you refunded. Okay? Yeah, maybe? I don't know.
Actually, I'd be very happy if you know that you're not going to be able to make it, then enter and win and give me the code, because I'd love to enter for free.
Brilliant.
There's really no criteria. Any age, I don't care how old you are. Any sexuality. If you're a couple of lesbians who want to have a pash in a bar and then go home and enter this competition, we would love you to, and we won't judge you for it.
And we won't, just don't be violent.
Just don't be violent. Not that I would expect you to be, but just don't be. Because, you know, no one likes a stroppy dyke. No one likes
no one. No one. That'll generate that. Complaints if there was a place to complain to.
There is no place to come. Broadcasting Standards Authority. Excuse me. Wait, let me. Hello. This. What the fuck is that?
Hello.
What do you think was going on there? That's not right. I'm sure I had it set to the right thing.
That is very strange.
Was it you that did it?
No, that was me. I can't do that. I don't have that sort of power.
All right, I figured it out. Hello, Broadcasting Standards Authority.
Hi, this is Duncan, and I would like to complain about the Discourse podcast. They made a reference to stroppy dykes.
It's stopped. You lost your effect.
Dylan, pay attention.
Now, you see, the thing is, I turned it off because I was being the caller. When I turned it on, I was being the person responding from the BSA.
Oh, I thought the first one was the person calling.
Oh, that's a much better idea.
I wanted to call that.
Ring, ring.
Okay, I'll be the BSA.
I don't know if you're qualified. I need to get some sound effects. Phil Dylan, you can do it.
Okay, yeah, so, isn't Google Docs cool? Have you seen SkyDrive? I haven't. It's a thing. It's like Dropbox, but Microsoft made it, and the URLs are shit.
No, that's not right.
Oh. Excuse me. I just have to run off and answer the phone now, I think. Hello, Broadcasting Standards Authority.
Hello, this is Dr. John Brash, and I would like to make a complaint, please.
Certainly. What would you be complaining about?
I was listening to the Discourse Weekly show, and they made reference to stroppy dykes.
Sorry, what broadcaster was that?
Discourse.co.nz. It's Internet Underground Radio.
Oh, no, look, we don't give a shit about the internet.
That hang-up sound was really shit.
I should have checked it out before I used it. What was that? Come on now.
It was a shitty hang-up sound. But I thought that was perfect. Amateur dramatics, here we come.
That sounds shit too. They're useless. Those hang-up sounds are useless.
Some more sound effects research in order?
No chance. Okay. Preparation, Dylan. Are you a lunatic? No way.
We reached the end. I've got nothing more on my list. Blah, 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 discourse.co.nz/VPN and sign up.
Streaming live on discourse.co.nz/live.
Hey.
That would be something we'd mention right at the beginning, but it doesn't matter if we mention it or not. So how do you think that went, Dylan, considering this time I had one shot of Jaeger and one...
Oh, I think it was great.
One and two-thirds beers and three-quarters of a tumbler of red wine.
I enjoyed talking to Tumblr.
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking wine out of a tumbler.
Yeah, big, thick glass thing. Here, listen to it. That's what it sounds like. This is what it sounds like hitting the microphone.
Oh, yeah, okay. Cool. This is what my glass sounds like hitting the microphone. Hang on.
Holy shit! That sounded like dudes in armor battling with maces.
You know, it's a lot like that. It's an empty glass that had lemon lime bitters in it before. Basically the same thing.
Wow.
I enjoyed talking to Ant. I thought it was great. Glad that we get to give something away again. It's been a while since we gave something away, so let's give something away. And it's not just something, it's entry to the best film competition in New Zealand. I don't know why I keep doing this voice. Good. Are you right there, Morgan? It sounds like you've been engaged in a sword fight.
Jason, help!
Got it, it's it. It's Discourse Weekly Show Overflow done. All going to die in a sword fight. It'll just be me next week somehow. That was the fly pass from the Blue Angels morning.
I reckon I could be a professional Hollywood sound mixer. That was seamless.
Yeah, good.
Did I accidentally leave the chat room? It seems I did.
No, it crashed at one point.
Hey, so, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. As Dylan said, love you guys. Right. Did I accidentally leave
the
chat room? Hey, wow, that's me. I accidentally rejoined the chat room. rate and review the show on iTunes, but maybe just ignore the last couple of minutes.
Ash train wreck.
Oh, I need a train sound effect.
No.
Train. Oh, I've got so many.
And it's here that we draw the show to a conclusion. Nope.
Is not a sound. Oh, none of those are sounds. Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, thank you, chat room. That was fucking nice. I had a good time, but that might just be all the booze talking. I don't know. Not
it's
actually.
Most of the booze.
Yeah, I'm going to go and do donuts in my car completely illegally. I'm not.
Good.
I'm not really. I shouldn't even make that kind of joke. I don't really like drunk driving jokes.
Oh, it was a drunk driving joke. I didn't even realize I would have disclaimed it. Sorry.
You know, I did a donut not long ago, right in the middle of an intersection on Grafton Road. It was hilarious. I had such fun doing it. Rear-wheel drive, you see? Rear-wheel drive in a 900kg car. Fucking fun. but I would never admit it, like, into a recording device or anything.
No, God, no. You also wouldn't admit the time you did a handbrake turn on Ponsonby Road.
Oh, but it was so good, wasn't
it? You rolled your car on a dirt road.
That wasn't good.
No.
That handbrake turn was...
I wasn't there. You just told me about it.
It was so fucking good.
I could do it now. You'd kill pedestrians and...
That's approximately what it sounded like. Yeah, that's pretty much. Still going then. So that's pretty much what it sounded like. That handbrake turn. Oh my God, still going. All right. That handbrake turn on Ponsonby Road was amazing because I pulled it and I did a 180 and I slid across the well-greased road surface and basically pulled into a stop directly, perfectly parked, parallel with the curb, on the opposite side of the road. It was perfect.
And no one was there to video it and put it on YouTube.
That's right, because it was, you know, 1997 or something. So, you know, didn't really happen, didn't exist. Okay, I'm going to stop the stream now. Love you guys. Thank you. Hey, rate and review the show on iTunes. Maybe you can talk about it on Facebook. Maybe I should put it on Facebook, and that might make it easier. Might make it easier to talk about on Facebook, but, you know.
Much easier.
That would require more work than I'm willing to put in. Basically, I want you to do the work to promote the show, even though you probably fucking hate it and just listen out of pity more than anything, just to see, you know, what kind of train wreck will it be this week?
Very train wrecky train wreck.
And on that note, I would just like to thank you once again, and we'll see you next week, maybe with some other guest, assuming Dylan does it, because I'm probably not going to.
That'd be a good idea. I'll just, who knows?
Yeah, maybe a lawyer. I don't know. Maybe not.
A lawyer?
Maybe.
If we just keep saying rude things about people, eventually one will turn up.
Oh, boy. Will they ever? Maybe we could talk to what's his name? Kyle McNaughton or something? The Auckland Days guy?
Yeah.
I'd like to have a word with him about that Christmas special.
All right.
It was so bad.
I didn't see it.
Good thing. Keep it that way. Because the Auckland Days... the series, six episodes or whatever it was so good. I really enjoyed it.
Did they jump the shark at Christmas?
And the Christmas special was just a disaster.
Oh, dear.
So I wonder if he realizes that. And I hope they're making more. I haven't actually checked to see if they're making more, but I hope that they're making more, and I hope they get even wider viewership. I understand that they got pretty good viewership through the website.
They exceeded expectations, I believe.
Yeah, which is quite exciting for a digitally distributed show. I'm quite pleased about that. Anyway, we're ending the show. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Fish and chips.
Sorry, the show is cancelled. Beep.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.